We are talking about 57 rules for success. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's a lot. Guys, success takes a lot. So I hope you're ready. Strap in. This is going to be a lot of information. So here's the thing. We got 57 rules to cover. And the first one is to be successful, you need to produce results. That's it. Produce results. Step number two, rule number two, see rule number one. To be successful, produce more results. Now, rules three through 57, they really don't matter if you're not doing rule number one and rule number two. So, guys, it is so important for you, not as a leader, just you, to produce results. Are the actions that you are taking every day producing results? Is what you are doing creating a return? That is how you become successful. See, highly successful people, more often than not, are high producers. They tend to produce more than others. That is why they are able to reach levels of success that most people don't. Because most people are one, inconsistent, two, they give up. So for you, production is one of the most important things you need to look at when it comes to what you are doing every single day. So is what you're doing turning into the results that increase your level of influence, increase your level of success, and ultimately bring you closer to your goals? Because if you aren't producing, how can you teach it? How can you reproduce it? Because in order to be able to reproduce, you have to be producing in the first place. When it comes to being a leader, leaders know the way and they show the way. So are you showing the way by going out and producing? Because obviously, if you're not producing, if you try to reproduce that, you are going to be reproducing nothing. It's like multiplying anything by zero creates zero. So how do you get results? All right, let's get into some action steps. How do you get results, guys? That's the number one question is how do I get what I want? Well, for our specific business, it comes down to sales. When you boil down everything pretty much in the world, it comes down to one person being able to sell their idea, themselves, their thought over or to somebody else. There's no different in this business. You are selling yourself, you are selling a product, you are selling an idea, so you have to get good at that. But the most important part of that is asking. See, most people don't realize that they never actually ask somebody to purchase, buy, or join them. They think they do, but they actually don't. They kind of just throw things out there and they think that they asked. But guys, if you are not getting a definitive answer of yes or no, then you are not actually asking. You're just lobbying thoughts out there and going, maybe they'll ask, maybe they'll say yes. Maybe they think that I just asked and they'll respond. But if you don't get a definitive yes or no, you haven't truly asked. And why is that so hard for us? Because when you actually ask, that's when you tend to feel as though you are going to be rejected. And that's why most people don't ask as directly as they should. So that's why you need to reframe your relationship with rejection and relationship with no. So I'm going to help you do that as well. So, tool number one is make sure you're asking to a point whether you're getting a definitive answer of yes or no. Now, how do we get rid of the fear of that? Well, you just have to understand that it's a game. When you can turn it into a game, when you can turn rejection into a game, getting no's into a game, it becomes more fun and less fearful. So what does that look like? Well, you have to understand what a sales ratio is. And your sales ratio is the number of people you have to ask before somebody gives you a no. Now, when you start out at anything, absolutely, this is going to be the worst ratio that you ever have. It could take you 200 people that you ask to get one person to say yes. So that's 199 no's. Why do you have to submit yourself to 199 no's? Because you want to get to that one yes. And once you get to that, you now have a ratio. And now you can create an unstoppable force in yourself. Why? Because you know that it took you 200 people to get one person to say yes. So now all you have to do is go out and find 200 more people to get to your next yes. And as you do this, as you go through those repetitions of saying what your ask is, whether it's for a product, whether it's to join your team, whatever that ask is, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And guess what? The better your ratio gets. And now that gets fun. So all of a sudden you went from having to have 200 people to get one person to say yes, down to 100 people. So guess what? Your success comes faster now because of the fact that now it's taking less people because you got better. Now, two things happen here. You can continue at that same pace of getting to the 200 people, and now you're getting two yeses for the same amount of work. Or you tend to slow down because you're like, oh, I got to my yes. Great, I got my one yes. So what I implore you to do is to keep at the same high pace you were when you were asking and had a worse ratio, because now you're doubling your output for the same amount of effort and the same amount of work. It's not that you did anything differently. It's that you got better at it. You created greater success because you are able to get through and get it done faster. So guys, today I need you to understand that there's 57 rules to success. Number one, be successful. You have to produce results. Rule number two, see rule number one. Rule number three through 57, doesn't matter. Focus on rule number one. Are you getting results? If you're not getting results, you're not doing the things that you need to achieve your success. Are you asking in a way that gets you a definitive yes or no answer? If you aren't, start today. Then next, how do we make this fun? How do we make rejection and hearing no easier every time? Well, we turn it into a game by knowing our sales ratio. We know that we have to get to a certain number to get somebody to say yes to us. And once we get that figured out, we can become unstoppable because we know that every time we ask, we're getting closer to that next person that's going to say yes. Guys, I hope this helped you. Go out and make it an amazing sales week. Get those no's, get your ratio, get the results that you want so that you can have success. Go out and make it an amazing day, and I hope your day is as awesome as you are.